From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President-elect Donald Trump has named three key members of his cabinet. In a statement released on Friday, Trump said he would nominate Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions to be Attorney General. Sessions, a staunch conservative and Trump supporter, has made tough and sometimes controversial statements on immigration. However, his sentiments mirrored Trump's during the campaign. The president-elect also announced he would nominate Kansas Representative Mike Pompeo to head the Central Intelligence Agency. Retired Army Lieutenant General Mike Flynn was tapped to be the National Security Advisor. Flynn has championed Trump's promise to take a more aggressive stance against terrorism. Former CIA and National Security Agency head General Michael Hayden says that Flynn will be stretched in his new job.
And so I think this job is going to extend him. It's going to demand that he up his game to be more broadly strategic than just tactical.
Unlike Sessions and Pompeo, Flynn will not need confirmation by the U.S. Senate. New York's attorney general says that President-elect Donald Trump has agreed to a $25 million settlement to resolve three lawsuits over Trump University, his former school for real estate investors. The deal, announced Friday by Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, would settle two class action lawsuits in California and a civil suit that Schneiderman had filed. The suits had alleged that Trump University failed to deliver the quality real estate investing education it promised. Schneiderman says $25 million to be paid by Trump or one of his business entities includes restitution for students and $1 million in penalties to the state. This is VOA News.